So let's just look at that. So in verse one, he says, "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city." Does the believer need to be woken up sometimes strongly? And we know the answer to that is yes, 100% yes. We need to be frequently woken up and to realize the reality of our lives, the reality of the finished work, and the reality of the world system. And it's so beautiful how the Lord does it, because it's not from a point of condemnation and anger, but it is like, don't you understand what you're missing? Don't you see what is available to you? You know, what grace is there on the table, on the banqueting table? And always the Lord comes to to us with those thoughts, wonderful thoughts that are grace based. And he says to put on your strength. This is good for us. This is needy for us to put on our strength. Because we so easily dwell in our weaknesses, don't we? We always complain about our weaknesses, but the Lord is saying, "No, I am here available to you." And what the Lord is saying, "Put on my strength." So this is really practical for us. And real, because you know, as I look back on my life, and you know, thinking about all the you know, the situations that we've been through, or all the trials that we've had, and the reality is, do I believe in what God has said? That seems to be the basis of everything. Because if I am saying, "Yes, Lord, I know my where my strength is. I know that it's in you." You know, it really makes a great difference in our lives. And it encourages us not to look at our own weaknesses or the weaknesses of the people around us, but to see what we have in Jesus Christ. And here is, you know, a beautiful, perfect example of this. And then he says in this is Isaiah 52, verse 1. He says, "Put on your beautiful garments. Put on your beautiful garments." Now, what are our beautiful garments? It is the robe of righteousness that Christ has given to us. This is, we can say, it's a one-time gift that God has given to us when we were saved. That he has declared us to be righteous, and not with our own righteousness, but with his righteousness. But this beautiful garment, you know, we put in the cupboard and we start trying to establish our own righteousness and our own abilities. But this is not anywhere near God's desires. And he says, look, put on your beautiful garments. This is who you are. Don't look at yourself in any other way but in me. And yes, we need to be reminded of that. We need to wake up to that in our lives. And it's necessary. And then in verse 2, it's in a very similar encouragement. The Lord says, shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Now, it's like we know the language is directed towards Israel. It's very clear. But the heart of God has not changed. And the grace of God has not changed either. And the fact that the believer lives in the dust also is a reality. But, you know, we cling to the dust. Our soul clings to the dust. And the dust is what the devil eats. That's his food. So it's the natural life. It's what, you know, it's the lowest thing in the life. It's nothing. It's empty. It has no value to it. But we can cling to that. We can live in this realm by default. And this is a great statement. It's like, shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down. So this dust life, this natural lifestyle is not for us. We've got to, you know, get rid of it and not dwell in that area. Also that we are to rest in who we are. So this is so good. And then verse 3, for thus saith the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you will be redeemed without money. It's like, wow, here is the exchange of the cross. It's man has sold himself to the devil, but he is redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, and it's a free gift. So we can see the gospel through these verses very clearly, and the encouragement from the Lord to walk in what we have and what we've been given. You know, there's a lot more here in this chapter. In verse 6, this is, you know, a promise that God gives. He says, therefore, my people will know my name. Therefore, they will know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. So, you know, we have really loved the messages that we've heard about, you know, the sheep hearing the voice of the shepherd. And here it is, a promise from God that my people will know my name. You know, I am so convinced tonight. I am so encouraged tonight that as a church, we will go forward on the foundation of the Word of God. There is no other foundation. There is nothing that we can do more as a church than to teach the word of God, and to lift up the word of God, have it as our, you know, our source, have it as our encouragement, have it as our guide, and we know our the name of the Lord through the word of God. This is the greatest heritage that we can have as a group of believers, is that we know the character of God. You know, and you think, well, we're just a bunch of, you know, little people, insignificant, you know, despised, we amount to very little in the world. But hey, that's not the issue. We know the name of the Lord. We know who he is. We know his love, his mercy, his grace. This is beyond any value. It is just very beautiful and precious for us. So, you know, we can rejoice together tonight, that we can say to each other, hey, we know the Lord. This is wonderful. We've been touched by his presence. We know his character. It's amazing. And, you know, to think that this is here. Therefore, they will know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. So we know when we hear the voice of the Lord. It's very clear to us. We don't doubt it. We know the voice of grace. We've touched it. We've tasted it. We've heard it. And it's precious to us. And God, keep us in that, that we are refreshed by his presence and we know his voice. It's amazing. And then verse 7. And this is, I believe this is progressive in our lives, that we're growing in these things. But, you know, I am convinced that, you know, God is putting this on our hearts. And it is, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings. You know, it's just so wonderful to think that God has given us a message. And the message is not a private message. It's a message, a public message, a message to be proclaimed. And, you know, I look at my own heart and, you know, do I think that I am a soul winner? You know, that I am some kind of an expert at that, and, you know, have the keys to people's hearts? And the answer is no. But there's one thing that I do. I know that it's God's calling. I know that this is God's will, and it's God's heart to make known the good news. I love this, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings. What a beautiful statement that is, you know, that the Lord, you know, sees our walk and our pathway, and sees our feet going to share the good news. And, you know, I think of Leo, I think of Cosmina, you know, those here, Aline and others who love to tell people about Jesus. And this is exactly what it's talking about, that publish peace, you know, not be quiet about it, but they publish it, that bring good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that says unto Zion, your God reigns. You know, I love that thought for us here tonight. What are we? We're the 29th of February, 2024. Pastor Shala's birthday, by the way. And it's amazing that we have this so joyous thought. It's like our God reigns. Our God reigns. Thank you, Lord. There's no question about that. We are at peace in our hearts, if with our circumstances, you know, with our relationships, with our lives, because God is reigning. You know, he is on the throne, and nobody is going to take him off the throne. And it is a throne of grace. Hallelujah. How wonderful that is. How amazing. So praise the Lord. And then verse 8 is also a promise. And it's saying this: your watchman shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord will bring again Zion. Now, who are the watchmen? You know, these are the fathers that we were speaking about on Sunday in the service, you know. And thank God we have those men and women with this wonderful spirit of caring for other people, of investing in other people, loving other people beyond their failures, and seeing, you know, their people's lives as being precious, as being valuable. This is the heart that God has given us, and it's an amazing thing. And here, God calls these people watchmen, and they will have this song that they're singing. And it says they will see eye to eye. You know, this is speaking about the unity in the body of Christ. And the unity is because we are one in Christ. And we have the same goal, the same purpose, and the same calling. And that is to make Christ known in the world, and to make his character known in the body of Christ. So this is amazing. And let's read the rest of this chapter. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go you out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. For you will not go out with haste, nor go out by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rearward. What an incredible confidence that we have in God. Look, this is just amazing. The promise is that, yes, God is with us, but he will go before us and he will go behind us. You know, isn't that amazing? You know, we think that we're all alone. We think that we're lonely. We think that we somehow are lacking something. And God has given us this promise. It's like, don't even dream of it for a moment. You know, God goes before us and God goes behind us. Nothing happens to us. Nothing can touch the hair of our head without his permission. That's amazing. God is with us. Praise his name. How wonderful this is. It's a wonderful promise to us. And I hope it's encouraged encouraging for you tonight. This is beautiful that we can stand on what we have received. We're not looking backwards. We're not living in defeat or in retrospective, analysis. No, that's not our life. God has not given us that. It's like we have so much in front of us to think that, the Lord is there before us and the Lord is there behind us. This can't get any better. It's really a wonderful place to be as a believer. It's like, go back to verse one. Wake up. We wake up to the reality of the situation. We get dull and sleepy and dusty, living in this world and receiving all the projections that we spoke about. But praise God, we don't do that. It's like, let's live in the promises of God and be encouraged this week. Be encouraged by each other. Be encouraged that we know the voice of God. We know who he is. We know his character. And it's precious. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And we want to tell other people about it. So this is really, truly awesomely awesome for us. So I just want to encourage you with this tonight. And hope that your heart has been touched. And it's like it to any one of us. Our eyes can get distracted, but this is good. This is so good. It's like, guys, it's time to wake up. It's time to, to put on your beautiful garments. And we say, yes, Lord, it's time. Take them out of the cupboard, put them on, and realize, this is who I am. This is the reality. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Any questions, any thoughts, please, please, testimonies. I'd love to hear just encouraging testimonies. What's blessed you in messages, what you don't understand, please, let's have some exchange go on here. So we just love to hear from you.